that was probably the most, that was probably the most knowledgeable place I've been, you know, as far as like learning from Chad Johnson and TJ, who's residing, and then also Peter Warwick too as well, who's out there with. So that was a very, very good experience. I wouldn't take it back for anything.
When you come in, though, you're young. We all say, if I only knew then what I knew now. What
Definitely.
Have you learned since then?
Just to relax, man. It's still a game. You know what I'm saying? I went in there so nervous and so rattled. And then when you really think about it, it's the same guys you play against in college. So, therefore, you just got to go in there. And you got to know that you belong here and that you're supposed to be here and that you can, compete with all these guys. So, when I first came in, it was just... I mean, I was lined up across from Delta O'Neill, you know what I'm saying? And that's a Bay Area vet, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So where I'm from, that's a big guy, and I'm excited to be against him and Torrey James and all those guys. So I was kind of rattled, for the whole camp, pretty much. I was, dropping easy passes and doing stuff. I know I'm better than doing, so once I, as time moved on, I slowed down, and I got better from day to day, and now I'm here now trying to make it happen here.
As far as reminding yourself that you belong, did you feel more like you belonged last season? You were kind of running with the scout team stuff, right, and getting
Yeah, I think last year I knew I belonged when I actually got to compete in Miami against some good guys,
yeah.
Like Pat. It's obtained when he was there in Sam Madison and
mm-hmm.
Reggie Howard and all those guys. So, it was good to actually compete against some Pro Bowl players. So, once they finally came up to me and was like, "Mo, man, I'm glad I'm going against you on all during the week because you make me better on Sunday," that's when I really felt like I was, able to compete on Sundays with the rest of them.
Did they? How many receivers did they keep last year?
On Miami, it was four.
It's a low number.
Yeah.
Pay attention to those numbers?
Yeah, I definitely pay attention to those. You have to. It was a tough, they kept two special teams guys. I didn't really show up too much in special teams, because the special teams are pretty much set, But
right.
As receiving, I did a pretty good job, and I felt like I did enough. If there was an opportunity to get on as a receiver, I felt like I deserved that opportunity. But I guess it was the special teams that kind of helped me out, and now I'm trying to do all I can to get on here anywhere it is, whether it's holding a kick. I just want to be on the team. So.
Right. Well, you returned kickoffs in college.
Yeah,
didn't you?
I did. So I'm just waiting the opportunity. So whatever happens, wherever he puts me, I'm going out there and I'm going to give my all at it.
How do you feel like you've done the first 2 weeks of camp?
I feel like I've done pretty good. I competed and I'm noticing they're noticing me more by the way they're staying on top of me about stuff, and even the coaches that aren't my coach are coming at me and letting me know what I need to be doing and how I need to stay focused and all this stuff. So, it's real good. I feel like I'm competing good and I'm trying to make it happen.
What does Nate's presence here do for you?
Oh, man, Nate makes the game so much more comfortable for me, because, that's kind of, if anything, Nate is like my long-lost brother, because we have so much fun on the foot and off the foot. He makes everything so much more comfortable for me, so I'm able to relax. And Peter Ward, too, because we go out there and we have kind of like a drops catch competition. And then it just makes the game so much easier for me, man, because I'm more relaxed and I'm not thinking about anything. In Cincinnati, I went out there and I didn't know anybody, so it was kind of tough. It was just a bunch of new people on the team and, so-and-so. So I get out here and I'm here with Nate. And we get to joke around, but we keep it serious and we
right.
just ball. And it's just, it's like being back in Nevada, but hopefully I can take a couple balls from him, So
yeah, it's great to have him here, but it's one more receiver
exactly,
who's got a
exactly,
spot, too.
Exactly, yeah.
You guys must have been pretty good in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys played opposite each other, right?
Yeah, definitely, but in college, I was kind of, I just came from the JUCO, so I was kind of
okay.
Good. a raw product. I was a straight liner, all speed, and no anything else. So I learned a lot, man, from him. So
you've been a little bit of a late bloomer as far as being a polished receiver.
Yes, yes. I mean, I feel like I'm just coming into my game now. Like I'm just learning how to do things, you know.